and sisters.
我们去翻开列王记上的13章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 13.
列王记上13章。
1 Kings chapter 13.
我们把红线夹在列王记上13章。
Please bookmark this chapter.
31节。
Verse 31.
30节。
30.
就把他的尸身葬在自己的坟里，哀哭他说：“哀哉，我兄啊！”今天晚上想用这句话，一句丧礼的感言，做今天晚上的题目。So
tonight, I'd like to use this reflection during a funeral service as our topic.
这段记事是在谈到。 北朝耶罗波安的一段记事。
So this is a story about the northern kingdom, about King Rehoboam.
我们知道南北朝分裂之后，耶罗波安为了巩固自己的政权，就在但跟伯特利设立金牛犊。
So in order to consolidate his power, after the splitting of the kingdoms, King Rehoboam built idols in two places.
历史学家说迦南人拜的是夫妻神。
And historians said that the Canaanites worship
夫妻神，所以他们说这个牛背上有这个巴力跟亚瑟拉坐在上面。
So these two gods that the Canaanites worship, they said on the back of a cow.
当然，耶罗波安说这是耶和华，就是主你们的神了。
And King Rehoboam used this. And tell his people that this is the God.
当然，神对这件事情是非常生气的。
Of course, God is angry at this event.
所以就差遣一个神人，从南方到伯特利北方去，警告约罗波安。So
God sent a godly man to send his warnings to Bethel.
那这一章就讲这样的一个记事。And
this chapter is about this event.
因为这个神人他那种活泼有生命的服侍，让一个老先知非常的好奇。And
the servitude of this godly man draw the curiosity of a old prophet.
那个是老先知为了了解整个来龙去脉，骗这个神人违反神的话。So
in order to understand the entire story, the old prophet deceived this godly man.
最后，这个神人就被神处罚。And
in the end, this godly man was punished by God.
所以我们用这句话来谈，哀哉我兄啊，来谈三点。下一个 slide.
So let us share three points using this phrase, "Oh my brother."
我们来谈，我兄显神权。Let's
first talk about my brother magnify the power of God.
我兄被神罚。
And my brother was punished by God.
再来谈一谈我兄叫我相信。And
lastly, my brother made me believe.
主要是谈到这个神人他的一个作为。And
this is about the doings of this godly man.
对这个老先知来讲，这句话是一场丧礼，但是是一生的领悟了。For
this old prophet, although it's just a funeral service, but it is a realization of a lifetime.
我们来看13章的1到6节。
So, chapter 13, verse 1 to 6.
13章1到6节，下个slide。 那时有一个神人奉主的命，从犹大来到伯特利，耶罗波安正在坛旁要烧香。第二节，神人奉神的命向坛夫叫说， 谈啊谈啊，主如此说：大卫加毕生一个儿子，名叫约西亚，他必将丘坛的祭司，就是在你上面烧香的，撒在你上面；人的骨头也必烧在你上面。第三节，当日神人设个预兆说：这坛必破裂，坛上的灰必倾洒。这是主说的预兆。第四节，耶罗波安王听见神人向伯特利的坛所呼叫的话，就传坛上伸所收。 拿住他，把王向神人所伸的手就箍干了，不能伸回。第五节，坛也破裂了，坛上的灰倾洒了，正如神人奉主的命所设的预兆。 们看到这个神人呢、啊，他工作非常活泼，有能力。
We see that the work of this man of God was very lively and powerful.
他在这边彰显神的作为。
He magnified the power of God.
他指着坛预言说，在坛上烧香的啊，这个人呢、啊，将来他的骨头又被烧啊。
He said that the man who offered to this altar, his body will be burned.
啊，这句话后来真的在耶西亚时代啊发生了。
And this indeed happened in the time of Josiah.
啊，不但他讲这句话，怕没有证据啊，马上说要给你们预兆，就是啊这个坛要破裂啊，会要倾洒。
And then he prophesied that the altar will be split apart.
那这个王听了很生气啊。
And so Jeroboam was angered.
应该是右手吧，就把他伸出去说，哎，把这个人给我拿下。
So he sent his men to capture this person.
哇，结果手一伸啊，这个收不回来了。
And after he laid his hands, he cannot pull them back.
正在这个时候啊，这个预兆也实现了。
And the prophecy was fulfilled.
那第六节又谈到说，王就请神人为他祷告啊。
So the king asked the man of God to pray for him.
那神人为他祷告，他的手马上就好了。
And right after he prayed, his hand was revived.
我们看到好像一个 live show 哈，一件事情好像是很活泼的演在我们面前，这么样有能力，神的工人的一个工作。
So these various wonders were like a live show.
那为什么啊这个神人啊比较那个老先知哈啊他这么有能力呢？
So why is it that this man of God was so much more powerful?
或者是比较十二章的最后面啊，耶罗波安为自己施设祭司啊，施设节期啊，这些祭司这些人施设的啊，比这些人更有这么大的能力呢
？Why is it that the man of God was much more powerful than the priest and that was said by Jeroboam?
十三章第一节啊，特别谈到说他是奉神的命啊来做这件事情的。
In chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "It is by the word of the Lord this man came."
今天一个有神的工人能够为神来工作，最主要的关键就是他是受差的。
Today, the critical point for a servant of God is that he is sent.
当一个人受差的时候呢，啊，神会给他工作的必备的需要的能力。
When a worker of God is commissioned, he will be equipped with the required. Abilities.
我们看马太福音十章的第一节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 11.
马太福音十章的第一节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 1.
马太福音十章第一节。
Matthew 10, 1.
耶稣叫十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。啊，十二个门徒是耶稣差的。
The 12 disciples were commissioned by God.
耶稣给他们权柄工作。
Jesus gave them authority to do his work.
可以赶逐污鬼并医治各样的病症。
So that they can drive out evil spirits and heal every disease and sickness.
所以今天受差的人主若愿意啊，他们在工作的时候会给他们必要的权柄。
So today, whoever was sent by God, they will be equipped with the necessary abilities.
这次小弟到马来西亚出差。
This time earlier, I will be going to Malaysia.
那这个啊，一个同工啊，马来西亚的同工说啊，他那个城市鬼特别多啊。
And a fellow worker said to me that there were many evil spirits, ghosts in this certain city.
有个传道他这样讲，他说有一天另外一个传道跟他讲说，很紧张跟他说，哎，兄弟，帮我祷告，刚刚魔鬼打电话给我啊。
And a pastor asked me to pray for him, for a ghost had called him.
那怎么回事呢？我们问他怎么回事。
So I asked him what's going on.
他说有一个马来西亚的慕道朋友突然间消失了，因为到新加坡去，后来又回来了。
There was a true seeker from in Malaysia that went to Singapore and then came back.
那来到教会好像坐不住哦，很快就跑回去了。
But he cannot sit still in the chapel, so he returned soon.
所以那个传道人找到他的电话，就打电话给他。
So the pastor found his phone number and called him.
那结果他一听到电话，哇，整个人好像发狂一样哦，没办法，按捺不住啊，就是好像没有办法接这通电话。
And as soon as he picked up the phone, his whole body become crazed and he cannot control himself.
啊，结果呢，他就那个小姐就把电话挂断了。
And so the lady hang up the phone.
不到5分钟, 这个传道又接到一个电话。
And 5 minutes after, the pastor received another phone.
这个电话号码就是刚刚打的号码, 就刚刚那个小姐打来的。
And this, the phone number is from this lady that he just called.
但是呢, 跟他讲话呢,却是一个男人的声音啊, 那个男人跟那个传道讲说, 这个是我的, 你不可以来抢他。
But then the person on the other end had a voice of a man, and he said, this woman is mine, do not take her away.
所以那个传道说听到了起鸡皮疙瘩了，所以就赶快打电话，另外一个传道说，哎，帮我祷告，兄弟，魔鬼刚刚打电话给我啊。
So this pastor grew goosebumps and asked a fellow workers of God to pray for him.
因为虽然魔鬼很多，但是神的工人有权柄啊，因为这样子他们也在那边做了很美好的宣道工作。
Although Satan is around, but they have the power equipped to them by God.
有一次在 NYTS 有一个南加州的，那时候还没有受洗的一个小姐去参加 NYTS.
On one time during NYTS, there was a truth seeker that attended.
真的，她有时候就是那护鬼的时候，她会讲灵言哦。
And this lady would speak in tongue.
而且讲灵言跟我们不太一样，那个灵言我不晓得有没有讲过，它那个速度哦。 如果我们讲的灵言是20 mph，它的速度是120 mph，好快耶！那个灵言是超快的，不是一般的灵言。But
the spirit that she is uttering is a lot faster than the Holy Spirit we utter.
正常之后呢，他跟我们讲说，传道，我那个不是舌尖在跳，我那个是舌根在跳哦。And
he said to the pastor, "It's not the tip of the tongue that is vibrating; it's the end." It is the root of the tongue.
但是在那一次 NYTS 我们也看到那个小姐真的，她什么人的正常的时候什么人都可以讲话，这样对她没问题。但是看到任何一个传道工人他眼睛都不敢直视，都没有办法看到那个传道工人任何一个走过去，他眼睛一直眨眨眨眨眨都没有办法直视。
So this lady was able to speak freely and normally with every other person except for the holy worker and the pastors and the elders.
感谢主，真的有时候被差的人，他们主耶稣给他们有权柄，可以赶鬼，可以行神的全能。
Thank God, God will give authority to the workers of God.
因为他是受差的。
For they are sent.
这里我们看到，为什么他能够行神权，因为他很忠心地宣讲神的话。
And why is it that they are able to manifest the authority of God is because they preach the word of God faithfully.
第二节到第五节，我们看出来他这个责备的对象是王啊，警告的对象是王啊。
So from verse 2, we see that the person that he is warning is king.
我们中国人说伴君如伴虎，你要指出这个王的错误。 你只是谈说一言，事实上在上面烧香的王就站在旁边哦。
There's a Chinese saying that being by the side of a king is like being by the side of a tiger.
所以可以用义正言辞的一种做错了敢讲这样的一个态度，实在是一个工人的本色。So
to be able to speak freely and straightforwardly is a attitude that a holy worker should have.
所以你看以利亚刚开始的时候敢指出亚哈的错。
So Elijah in the beginning was able to point out King Ahab's mistakes.
这是不简单，后来亚哈就到处寻找，要把他找出来啊。
This is remarkable, and King Ahab later tried to found Elijah.
你看那个四喜宴讲到那么有能力。
John the Baptist spoke with power.
其实他讲的很多道理都是振奋，就是插到人心里面深处里面去的。他说：“你们要结果子不结，你看看呐，斧头已经放在树根上面了。”
And the words he preached speak to the hearts of men.
所以有时候对的，我们也不得不说。
So if it's right, then we should say it.
说了，神会帮我们负责。
And if we say it, God will take the responsibility.
所以来到神的家，我们不要期待，就是想要听。 慈爱的话而已。
So we should not expect listening to merciful words coming into the church.
如果教会缺乏了公义，那个爱就不是真正的爱。
If the church lack justice, then this love is not true.
诸位都听说过某一个教派已经他们成立委员会把第七诫要把它废掉。
You might have heard a denomination have already forsaken the seventh commandment.
那你看人力的祭司如果是 耶罗波安立的这些祭司，他敢讲什么话来得罪他的王吗？
And if these priests are appointed by the king, do they dare to go against the king?
所以我们一个工人要很确定自己是从神差遣的。
So we must understand that we are sent by God.
说该说的话。
We must speak the right words.
我有一位儿童教员啊，老师啊，啊，在二三十年后我们又见面了。
I had my teacher in kindergarten. I met him a while back.
然后他跟我讲一句很重要，我觉得我现在还记得的话。
And he told me a very important.
他说，
哦，
我们在这个做这个 SSC 哈，哦，你一定要对的要讲，孩子做错了哦，你要敢讲啊。
He told me that you should be bold to speak the right words during SSC.
啊，有一年呢，啊，因为有个同工听到啊，有些孩子对父母亲啊会骂回去哦，会顶嘴啊，会喊。
So one year we found that some kids were able to, was yelling back at their parents.
啊，在那 SSC 一个工人他就不客气啊，把这些孩子的错误指出来。
So a worker of God pointed out their mistake.
当然没有说哪一个人这样做了，主要是说你们不要不孝顺呐。
Of course, they did not mention who, but they encouraged them to be filial.
那一次啊，圣灵会有二十几个人得圣灵。
So during that SSC, 20 some children received the Holy Spirit.
如果他们真的知道自己做错了，他们悔改、认真祷告啊，真的神的灵就跟他们同在。
If they truly understand that they did something wrong, they repent and pray, then the Spirit of God will be with them.
那这个神人这么有能力，也在乎他对工作的警醒，那种不吃不喝的精神。
And the alertness of the worker would influence his ability.
我们来看第六节哈。
Let's read verse 6.
十三章第六节。
The 13 verse 6.
王对神人说：“愿你为，请你为我祷告，求主你神的恩典使我的手复原。”于是神人祈祷主王，王的手就复了原，仍如寻常一样。第七节。
7.
王对神人说：“请同我回去吃饭，加添心力。”我必给你赏赐。第八节，神人对王说：“你就是把你的工一半给我，我也不同你进去，也不在这地方吃饭喝水。”第九节，因为有神的话嘱咐我说：“不可以在伯特利吃饭喝水，也不可以从你去的原路回来。”啊，神啊，于是神人从别的路回去，不从伯特路伯特利来的原路回去。神给他三不原则。
So God had instructed the man three points.
就是不吃饭、不喝水、不走原来的路。
He shall not eat or drink or go back to with the same path.
工作用进食来工作，有时候那个力量真的是很大的。
It's truly great if you are fasting and you are doing holy work.
进食祷告哦，进食祷告是得力量的一个秘诀了。
Fasting and praying is the secret of gaining strength.
当耶稣还在世的时候啊，法利赛人问耶稣说：“为什么你的门徒不进食呢？”
When Jesus was still on earth, he asked the Pharisees, "Why does your pupil not fast?"
耶稣说：“新郎同在的时候就不用进食了哦。新郎同在的时候，大家就欢喜快乐了，就不用进食。”新郎不在的时候，他们就要进食了。
And Jesus replied, "When the groom is here, everybody is joyful. They need not fast."
使徒行传十三章啊，就记载他们就服侍他们就进食祷告。结果圣灵跟他们同工啊，圣灵就出声音了，在会中啊，为他们差遣工人。
So Acts chapter 13 records that when they fast and prayed, the Holy Spirit was with them, and they received power.
真的，今天如果我们要复兴教会，如果进食的动机是正确的，真的人还有那个教会一定可以体会到神的恩典。
Today if we were to revive our church and if we fast with the right motive, then truly God would be with us.
这次到马来西亚这个参加世界代表大会，他们真的很有爱心，一天准备六餐。
So when I turned inattended the International Council, the members in Malaysia was full of love. They prepared 6 meals a day.
所以大家都吃得很饱了。
So everyone was filled.
那 这不是我没有参加那个晚会了哦，有一个团体啊，他们结束之后呢，去访问一个教会啊，参加一个晚会。我一个同工后来跟我分享这件事情。So
a group visited this, visited a church, and he shared with me.
他说有个长老啊，在讲这个马来西亚总会，他说你们哦，你们这次哦爱心太大，用爱心虐待我们呢。Oh,
so an elder shared that the love of the church is so great that it becomes a persecution.
他说你看那个美国教会哦，他们哦大会的时候，这个早上都要进食祷告。The
churches in U.S. when they have a council meeting, they will fast and pray in the morning.
那结果我们有个代表不是我了哦，那他就上去讲说，你们来到美国，我们绝对不会用爱心虐待你们了。And
so a delegate from the U.S. Speak out and said, if you were to come to the U.S., we will not torture you with our love.
其实在这次代表大会当中，一个澳洲来的同工啊，他也分享到 2002年 他到 Garden Grove 参加讲习会。
So a delegate from Australia shared when he came to Garden Grove Church in 2002.
从美国学会什么呢？学会啊，工作的时候真的没有办法推行，一定要禁食祷告。
And he learned that whenever doing holy work, they must fast and pray.
所以今天我们尤其为神工作的人哦，你看到真的有必要哦，这是一个很重要的一个力量的来源。So
fellow workers of God, we must understand the secret of gaining strength.
那个禁食祷告所得到的力量，跟亲近神，在祷告当中所得到的力量，那种亲近神的感受哦，其实是我们一般同龄他们所向往的。The
strength you gain and the closeness you become with God is that when you fast and pray is something that is sought after by all the men.
你知道 NATS 的前身叫做圣工人演讲习会。
So and it, before the NATS, it was the
NATS 的前身哦，就是 Holy Worker Seminar.
Was the Holy Worker Seminar?
那这个 Holy Worker Seminar 其实它的课程也都是很完美，唯一不一样就是在祷告上面、生活上面没有要求。And
everything in the Holy Worker Seminar was fine, but then they did not place emphasis on their living habits.
结果但是知识非常的丰富，学到很多，但是在灵里的深处里面力量啊，没有感受到神的一个很亲密的感觉。Everyone
gained much knowledge, but they did not feel the closeness with God.
所以你看 Holy Worker Seminar 啊，那个圣工人讲习会的人，大家就越来越没有兴趣。So
people grew weary attending the Holy.
但是你看 NATS 啊，你看有那种祷告的精神在里面，大家都很享受在灵里面是跟神的亲密度。
But NATS has the spirit of prayer, and everybody enjoying the closeness in the spirit with God.
所以看到这个神人，他的神权啊，是从他的那种警醒、祷告、禁食而来。So
the authority of this godly man is from his fasting and his praying.
所以你看，我兄啊，他是一个啊，你是一个何等出色的一个神人。So
the prophet said, "Brother, you are an outstanding man of God."
我们希望每个工人都可以跟你一样啊。
And I hope all of the workers in our church is like this person.
但是后来这个我兄啊却被神处罚了。下个 slide
哦。But in the end, this person was punished by God.
为什么他被神处罚呢
？And why is that?
我们来看列王记上13章14节。So,
First Kings chapter 13, verse 14.
我们从11节读到14节。有个老先知住在伯特利，他儿子们来将神人当日在伯特利所行的一切事。 和向王所说的一切话都告诉了父亲。12节，父亲问他们说：“神人从哪一条路回去的呢？”儿子们就告诉他：“原来他们看见那从犹太的神人所去的路。”13节，老先知就吩咐他儿子说：“你们为我背驴，他们背好了驴，他们他就骑上。”14节，去追赶神人，遇见他坐在橡树底下，就问他说：“你是从犹大来的神人吗？”不是，他说：“是。”
我们看到这个神人后来成功之后，他听神的话，但是后来就坐在橡树下面休息。Was he here that the man of God was resting under an oak tree?
当然，休息本来就是很自然的一个现象。This
is a natural thing to do.
但是也让人想到哦，这是不是一种成功之后的一种松懈的态度呢？But
this might be a display of a relaxed attitude.
你如果比较列王记下第9章第10节啊，以利沙差遣一个神人去高耶啊，差遣一个先知去高耶户啊。
So God sent Elisha to anoint a person.
以利沙的一个仆人啊,
His Elisha's servant.
啊, 结果他告了耶夫之后, 他是用跑的, 赶快逃命啊, 跑的, 赶快跑, 跑回, 逃回自己的, 跑回自己的地方哦。
And after the deed has done, he ran back.
所以其实很多人在做圣工, 成功之后, 我们有时候会稍微松懈一下。
So many workers, after they have accomplished their work, they might be relaxing.
你看主耶稣哦, 他遍饼给五千人吃饱之后呢, 他不是说啊, 感谢主, 我做了这么好的圣工, 回家睡个觉。
But we see that after Jesus had used the bread and fish to feed 5,000, he did not just went back and sleep.
他反而呢, 啊, 跑到山上去祷告, 祷告到三更半夜。
Instead, he went on the mountain and prayed until midnight.
我们仔细观察一个工人他失败在什么时候?
We can see when does a holy worker of God fail.
很少在那个刚出来当传道那段时间。
It is rarely when they first came out.
常常在，常常是在他被人家认定了啊，有成功的，有一些果效的时候呢，啊，在那个之后啊，他反而给魔鬼留地步。
But often it is when they are recognized by what they do.
所以我们在为神打过美好的仗之后，我们有时候也要更警醒。
So we must be more alert after we have fought.
再来，他实在是被骗的啦。
And in fact, the man of God was deceived.
我们看15节。
15节到22节。
老先知对他说：“请你回家同我回去吃饭。” 16节，先生说：“我不可以同你回去，进你的家也不可以在这里同你吃饭喝水。” 因为主的话嘱咐我说，你在那里不可以吃饭喝水，也不可以从你的路沿路回去。老先知对他说，我也是先知，和你一样，有天使奉主的命对我说，你去把他带回你的家，叫他吃饭喝水。这都是老先知欺哄他的。于是神人同老先知回去，在他家吃饭喝水。啊，这个老先知哦，大概平常没有。 这个老先知在伯特利的，他本来应该做警告的工作的。So
this old prophet lives in Bethel. He is supposed to be the one who sends word.
因为伯特利就是金牛犊的所在地啊。For
Bethel is where the golden calf is.
但是多少年来，可能他已经缺乏神的话语。But
after all these years, the word of God had departed from him.
所以他对这个神人呐，他就是很好奇，而且想要了解这一切事情呐。So
he's curious about this man of God.
结果他就骗他说天使跟他讲，我也是先知啊，天使跟他讲啊。So
he lied to him and he said that the angel had spoken to him.
所以今天我们了解到说，任何人讲神的话或是奉神的名讲话，你要我们每个人都要小心听。So
be aware when someone said that he was told by the word of God.
我们要慎思明辨。We
must be have the wisdom to discern.
包括小弟在内哦，有时候我也会讲错话的。
Including myself, I sometimes will speak wrong words.
所以不要以为讲台每一句话，就是，有时候真的有时候人会犯错。
So do not believe everything you hear from the podium.
保罗跟加拉太人这样讲啊。
So Paul said these words to the members in Galilee.
他说：“你们无知的加拉太人啊，你们怎么可以去随从别的福音呢？错误的福音呢？”
And he warned them not to follow the wrong teachings.
有任何人，即使天使传福音给你们，跟我所传的不一样，就是天使，他应该受咒诅的。
So if anyone who preached the wrong words, and even if it's the angel, then they should be punished.
本来神就跟你讲这样的话，是很肯定的吗？那神如果会跟你改变的话，他应该直接跟你讲，不应该别人跟你讲吧，是吧？
So the word of God was spoken by God, and if he were to change it, he should have spoken himself.
神哪里会昨天是这样，今天是那样的神呢？
God would not change from yesterday to today.
所以我们自己要做判断。So
we must be able to discern.
有一个教会啊，有一个信徒啊，突然之间呢，会突然之间了解人家的私事哦。
There is a member who suddenly realized on some private events of another.
大家都在祷告嘛，然后他这个信徒就站起来哦，然后护着耳朵跟人家讲说：“你昨天哦骂人，你要悔改。”哇，那个人吓死了！我昨天骂人，你怎么知道？哇，他很认真祷告悔改啊。So
this person stood up and told this other person that you have scolded someone yesterday, you should repent.
结果就是突然之间呢，有个声音一直跟人家讲弟兄姐妹的私事。 然后呢，他就到处去讲，你昨天做你做了什么啊？怎么不对这样子
？And so this voice continued to tell this member the wrongdoings of all the other members.
那一个同龄就觉得这是很奇怪的事情啊，哪有这样子的
？And so one of our member felt that this is very strange.
啊，就那个人又来找这个同龄说啊，你也要悔改啊，哦。
So he spoke to this person that you should also repent.
那个统领说，我又没做事，我没有做你所说的，我不用悔改。
So he replied, I did not do whatever you spoke of.
另外一个人说，我是耶稣，耶稣，我耶稣叫你悔改。
And so this person said, I spoke the word of Jesus, and you should repent.
那个统领说，你不是耶稣，你是魔鬼。
So the other party replied, you are not Jesus, you are Satan.
那个知道人家私事的统领就打他了。
And so,
我是耶稣，你要悔改。
And so the other party struck this member.
那个同龄说，耶稣不会打人，你绝对是魔鬼。
And so they replied, he replied that Jesus would not hit someone.
这个同龄他已经被邪灵干扰，他自己不知道。
This member was
邪灵做工，他自己不知道。
This member was interfered by the evil spirit, and he did not know.
真的有时候我们要慎思明辨，有些灵界的事情啊。
So we must have the wisdom to discern the things in the spirit.
有时候我们连我们传道会被骗呢。
Sometimes even the pastor will be deceived.
不是被骗了，应该说是怎么讲？被愚弄，应该说是被骗了，被玩弄。
Or that we will be fooled.
有一次啊，一些同工啊，去帮一个富贵的港鬼。
One time, a group of workers were casting out demons.
那时他们很高兴啊，因为哦，那个一些同工跟一些同龄去嘛，哦，那去之前呢，一个同龄就听到。那个护鬼里面那个声音就开始讲说，怎么来了两个人？怎么来了两个人？这样子啊。
And so the person who was possessed heard a voice that two men is coming.
然后呢，就一直喊说，我很害怕，我很害怕，这样子。
And he said, I am afraid.
那其实那个同工们都没有听到，是那个姐妹啊，跟同工去的一个姐妹啊，啊，听到那个鬼啊，在那个被护的人身上就这样喊了。
So a sister who went with the group told the His party, her party, that she had heard this.
这个同工就说：“哦，那这样子，感谢主啊，神跟我们同在啊，哦，那个魔鬼都会怕我们啊。”
So they think to themselves that God is with them, even Satan is afraid.
结果隔天再去啊，隔天再去，就是隔一段时间再去啊。
So after a while, they went again.
结果你看那个护鬼的人哦，他就是这样子，他祷告的时候就很英文应该讲 arrogant 哦，就是非常的这样自豪这样哦，很笑哦，然后不在乎哦。
然后
就这样一直笑，这样子哈，一直笑，一直笑，这样子，赶不出去，那鬼赶不出去。
So after a while, they went again, and the person who was possessed prayed in a very arrogant way.
然后呢，那个里面的鬼一直讲一句话，就是啊，后来那个被护的人就跟我们讲给我们听，那个一直讲一句话说，一直问那个那个工人啊，同工啊，你的神在哪里？你的神在哪里？笑，因为那个同工赶不出去啊。
So the evil spirit inside this man's body keep saying that where is the God you worship?
那如果这个同工就这样灰心啊，或是沮丧，就是会被魔鬼骗了。
So if the person casting out demons was discouraged by this, then he would be deceived.
哦，感谢主了。当然，这些事情啊，都是让我们学习要小心啊，不要被骗。
Thank God, these are all things for us to learn.
那后来他也去吃喝了。那这个吃喝，当然主要他被处罚，就是他被骗，违背了神的话，没有对神的话没有抓住啊，抓紧违背神的话。
So this man of God, he in the end ate, and he did not hold on to the word of God.
那他所做的事情就是这个有口腹之欲啊，就是吃喝了哦。
And so he ate and drank.
这有时候哦，魔鬼用吃喝来试探人呢。
Sometimes, Satan will use food and drink to tempt us.
所以你看，主耶稣禁食40昼夜之后，魔鬼第一句话是讲什么
？So after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and night, what did Satan say?
如果你是神的儿子，那你把石头变成饼啊
！If you are the son of man, then turn the stone into bread.
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。撒旦，你退我离开去。
Jesus said, men do not live by bread alone.
其实今天我们有时候走错路啊，这个误信啊，别人的话走错了，有时候也是。我们呢、啊，贪欲、口腹之欲啊，就是欲望，重视欲望。
Today, if we have been led astray and done something wrong, sometimes it's because of our desires.
你看那个信徒，如果生活安逸啊，重视物质，常常在 软弱了，他自己不知道，做错了，有时候也不了解。
The members who enjoy material enjoyments, sometimes they will fall short in their faith.
所以我们真的要小心哈。
So we must be aware.
魔鬼的一个攻击啊，欺骗啊，伎俩。
The attacks and the deceptions of Satan.
那后来因为他吃喝，所以神就击打他死掉了哦。
So after he ate and drank, God struck him and he died.
我们来看十三章。
Let's turn to chapter
13. 列王记上十三章。
First King chapter 13.
十三章，我们来读我们来读二十八节哈。
28.
下个 slide 十三章二十八节。十三章二十八节，他去了，看见神人的尸身倒在路上。驴和狮子站在尸身旁边，狮子却没有吃尸身，也没有抓伤驴。我们往前读一点好了。后来这个神人吃完饭之后，他就要往回家走了。
So after the man of God ate and drank, he was on his way back.
那走到一半，二十四节说呢，在路上有一头狮子遇见他，就将他咬死了。
And he was bitten to death by a lion on the road.
那驴啊，就站在狮身旁边了，狮子也站在狮身旁边。
And so both the donkey and the lion were standing beside the body.
那有人就从那里看见狮身了，所以就把这件事情告诉老先知了。
And so someone who passed by saw all this, and then they told the old prophet.
老先知看到这件事情后来他就把这个神人的尸体带回去了。
So when the prophet heard this, he brought the body back.
然后他就相信了神人的话。
And he believed the words of the man of God.
我们再读29节，从29节再读一次。
Let's read 29.
老先知就把神人的尸身扶在驴上，带回自己的城里，哀哭他，埋葬他。30节。
30.
就把他的尸身葬在自己的坟墓里，哀哭他说，哀哉我兄啊。31。
31.
安葬之后，老先知对儿子们说，我死了，你们要葬我在神人的坟墓里，使我的尸身靠近他的尸骨。32，因为他奉主的命，指着伯特利的坛和撒玛利亚各城有丘坛之殿所说的话，都必应验。33，这事以后，罗伯安仍不离开他的恶道。这边提到这个老先知，这个时候才真正相信这个神人所说的一句话。他本来对神人的工作真的是抱着好奇，到最后发生这整个故事完结篇之后，他终于相信了。
So originally, the old prophet was only curious with the things that the man of God did, but only until the death of the godly man did he realize that he is indeed from God.
这个老先知啊，圣经上对他给我们的背景没有讲很多哈。
The Bible did not tell us much about this old prophet.
但是我们有一件事情就是知道，圣经上没有记载他真的去责备耶罗伯安。
But the Bible did not record that he went and scolded Jeroboam.
他也没有跟一般的利未人，那因为这个地方已经成为拜偶像之地了，跟着利未人一起回到南国。
And he did not return to the southern kingdom with the Levites.
所以他没有能力，也没有做工。
So he had neither power or work.
他的信心应该是软弱的啦。
And his faith should be weak.
所以我称他是小信的这个老先知，这个时候终于相信了。
So I call him a old prophet of small faith.
那为什么他会相信呢？
And why would he believe at this point?
这个过程当中实在是太奇妙了。
The process throughout these events was miraculous.
首先我们看到神就跟他讲已经跟他讲了，让他预言这个神人因为不遵守神的命令将来呢，你因为吃饭喝了水呢，他的尸身不得入列祖的坟墓。这是22节所讲的。
22 records that the body of this godly man should not be buried together with his ancestors.
所以是借着他的口讲出来的，这是可能是很久以后的一次神借着他的口讲话。
And he has spoken these words through God.
那这个过程当中，他真的看到一个神很奇妙的带领跟作为。
And we can see the guidance of God throughout these events.
我们自己想一想，这真的是很奇妙。
When we ponder upon this, it is truly miraculous.
哪一头狮子？ 咬人不刺身体的?
What kind of lion would bit a man to death but not eat the body?
哪一头狮子, 咬人不刺身体还站在那里的?
What kind of lion, after biting a person to death, stand by the body?
而且旁边还站着驴，也不去攻击驴的。
And this lion would not attack the donkey beside
it. 哪一头驴，哪一只狮子, 可以在一个地方站很久, 等到那个 神人听到消息，又跑来找到他，狮子跟人，驴还站在那里的。
What kind of lion and what kind of donkey was stood by a dead body for so long?
所以我在读这个圣经的时候，觉得我们不是常常看一个录影带吗？你把它 freeze， 把那个荧幕哦，把它静止啊，就好像你这个就好像时间一直在进行哦，但是这一幕啊，这个驴跟狮子，而且现在都说他们都是站的哦。 狮子没有坐下来哦，驴跟狮子都站在狮身旁边了哦。这样子时间是经过，他们就好像一幅静止的画面了啊，经过直到老先知来把这个狮身拿走啊。So
we can imagine a picture where the lion and the donkey stood still, just as when you pause a movie scene.
我们不在当时，你真的不会觉得很压抑。人看到狮子就吓死了，怎么一个不动的狮子啊做这种事情呢？完完全全受神的全能。 的一个掌控，在神的全能的下面所进行的一件事情，让老先生知道这一切都是神的作为。
We will be scared just by looking at a lion, but this lion stood still, and all of this was under the power of God, so that the old prophet can understand the man was from God.
为什么神要叫这件事情这样发生呢？
And why did God let events proceed in this way?
叫一个小信的人要相信这个神人所说的话是真的。
So that the man of little faith can believe the word that the man has.
这个老先知选择相信了。The
old prophet chose to believe.
甚至他以后啊，尸体啊，要跟他葬在一起。And
he will be buried together with this man.
但是罗伯安呢，还是选择宁愿不相信。But
Jeroboam, rather not believe.
所以你信不信这个？有时候真的神的一个作为这么清楚了，我们还信不信呢？ 人有选择的权利了，哦。Even
when God had clearly demonstrated His power, it is up to men whether or not He wants to believe.
但是当一个人呢，在他利益上昏了头的时候，他的掌握的权力太大了，四个字派。他这个时候，神的什么全能啊，警告了，你的手不能动了，又可以动这件事情，也可以告诉他啊，无论怎么样，神的一个提醒。 他究竟还是不悔改他的恶道。
So no matter what kind of miracle and wonders that had performed in front of Jeroboam, he was still not believing.
无论如何，我这个兄弟还是叫这个老先知来相信。And
in the end, only this old prophet had believed.
所以今天我们用哀哉我兄啊，我们来做这样的学习。
So this is the topic that we have shared, alas, oh my brother.
我们看到这位兄弟选的神权。 显了神的全能,
we can see this man had performed the power of God.
这位兄弟被神处罚,
this man was punished by God.
这位兄弟死了还叫人相信,
this man after his death, he can lead someone to believe.
我们也从他身上得到警戒,
and we can be warned.
我们来唱诗500首,
let us sing him 500.